For a nation awash in diet advice, Harvard researchers are out with a study about what it would mean to make one simple change: eliminate sodas and other sugary drinks. Turns out households that replaced sugary drinks with calorie-free ones saw overweight teens shed about a pound a month. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The teenagers in the study were not asked to change any of their eating habits. They didn't count calories or carbs. They simply restocked their refrigerators. Sugary sodas, juices, and energy drinks were replaced with bottled waters and artificially sweetened beverages, such as diet soda. The teens were also counseled on how to resist high-calorie drinks outside the home.
What we found was that the heavier teens lost the most body weight.
Kara Ebeling of Children's Hospital Boston directed the research. She explains during the six-month study, her team also tracked a separate control group. These teens weren't counseled to change their beverage consumption and went right on drinking daily servings of Coke, Gatorade, and other sugary drinks of choice.
Among the heaviest one-third of teens, the group receiving calorie-free beverages had a marked decrease in body mass index compared to the control group. And the difference between groups translates to almost 1 pound per month.
A complex way of saying that the heavy teens who stopped drinking their calories lost significant amounts of weight. The results don't surprise Madeline Fernstrom. She's director of the Weight Management Center at the University of Pittsburgh.
Kids and even adults are always so surprised when you say, if you just would cut out the juices and sodas and high-calorie drinks you'd have, that would be enough to make an impact on your weight. And I'm delighted to see that these results support this.
The challenge, says Fernstrom, is making teens and adults aware of all the hidden calories in drinks that many people consider healthy. Take diners in a Washington food court.
We tend to just focus on, like, juices. We don't try to drink a lot of sugar drinks.
Victor Clauso and his partner Christiana Dowdery say they consciously avoid soft drinks, but they hadn't thought as much about the sugar added to juices and bottled teas.
I see you're drinking Arizona iced tea. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how much sugar that has. Let's see. Oh, yeah, 17 grams.
Per serving, which translates into calories.
Who knew?
Fernstrom's advice on sweetened teas is to skip them. And on fruit juices, she recommends eating the whole fruit instead.
People often biologically do not sense calories that are consumed in liquids the same way as a solid.
So drinking a cup of orange juice may be a good supply of vitamins, and for people not worried about weight, it's fine. But she says since the liquid doesn't leave people feeling full or contented, juice can be a big barrier in people's efforts to limit calories. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.